Guys, coming up first to the stage this half, Nerdalog's founder, wonderful human being, Kevin Reeder.
All right. Hi, everybody. Hello. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. This is a great night. I'm so excited for this. So it began for us in 1991. I was an awkward 5'2" kid. I just moved from a large, bustling suburb to a small, rural town. You were, and still are, a 7'2" adult. Just 4 years earlier, you left your hometown in Kinshasa, Zaire to attend Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. on a basketball scholarship. Both of us, strangers in a strange land. I started school that fall in Hinckley, Illinois, a town of 1,100 people. You had just been drafted as the 4th overall pick in the National Basketball Association.
The Denver Nuggets select Dikembe Mutombo.
Both of us were starting a new chapter in our lives. You would go on to be named the NBA All-Star as a rookie. I would go on to win the school competition for the standing long jump. I jumped a distance of 6'5", just 7 inches shorter than you are tall. I also liked math. I'm not quite sure why I started collecting basketball cards or talking about the NBA with my new friends from school. I never really cared about that in my old town. I collected baseball cards and really was into Frank Thomas. But in this new town, everyone talked NBA talk and wore starter jackets. All of my friends had their favorite player. So I needed one too. Now, we all agree that Michael Jordan was the best player that ever lived. But for some reason, my circle of friends, we all idolized our own respective NBA center. Trent's favorite was Shaquille O'Neal. Jimmy's was Hakeem Olajuwon. Matt's was Patrick Ewing. Me? I fell for you, Dikembe Mutombo. We were cut from the same cloth, and we would beat to our own drum. You were a defensive phenom, winning NBA Defensive Player of the Year 4 times in your career. You patented your own finger wave, and after every block, you would exclaim, "No, no, no, not in the house." No one could ever quite understand what you were saying because, well, English was your 7th language. It's incredible. I was the shy, awkward kid who would breeze through his studies and freely let people cheat off of his tests because I didn't like to see other people struggle. As the years stretched on, you were traded to the Atlanta Hawks. And you would thrive there for several seasons. About the time you were traded, I began 8th grade and entered the too much mousse in my hair with a part in the middle phase. There's photos. You were starting with a new team, and I was inspired, so I thought I should too. You had never touched a basketball until you were 17 years old. I was 13, so I thought it was ahead of the curve. Let's give it a shot, right? You went on to reach the NBA playoffs as the 4th-seeded team. I played in 4 of 12 games and made 1 basket. Dubbed Mount Mutombo, you would tower over your opponents as you denied their attempts to score, all the while waving your finger in their faces. When the ball was passed to me, I would freeze in fear and refuse to dribble. Needless to say, not all of us were born to play basketball. I would go on to excel in academics and turn my time dedicated to sports elsewhere. Instead of riding the hold card steel bench in basketball, I would ride the hard splintered pine bench in soccer. But through it all, you and I, Deke, we always wore the same number, double nickel, 55. This is my high school jersey. You retired from the NBA in 2009 after 19 fabulous seasons. You still pop up from time to time, be it in a video game sponsored by Old Spice. That's true. Blocking paper wads in Geico commercials. Being inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame. Or building hospitals for your hometown. We may not see much of each other anymore. Thanks for all the memories, Dikembe. You were always an inspiration to me. Always an inspiration to an awkward guy through all of his awkward phases. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Oh my gosh, Kevin Reeder, everybody. Dude, I don't know what it is, but like, around the time of the Dream Team, like 92, 94, 96, I feel like basketball players were like superheroes to our generation. Yeah. I don't know, like, I had Dream Team coloring books. Like, that's so weird. Why would you need a coloring book with like Karl Malone and Michael Jordan and Scottie? Like, I don't know, that's weird to me, but I loved it. I ate it up. It's a weird time for basketball, but the best time.